Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome to day 26 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Hope Purifies. Tim Keller wrote, "Biblical hope is life-changing certainty about the future." Biblical hope is being certain about the future in a way that affects how you live now. Our text today is 1 John 3:3. "And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as he is pure." In a commentary for Bible students, we find these great words of application under a discussion of 1 John 3:3. There is the wonderful biblical teaching of Christ's return to earth, called the Second Advent. For centuries, and particularly in the first century, believers thought Christ would return in their lifetime. Of course, God's timing is not always what we want or expect. The conservative evangelical churches of the 20th century taught that Jesus was coming soon. Some even dared to predict when he would return. They were, of course, wrong. We need to quit predicting and start proclaiming the motto, "Live ready." That way, whenever Christ returns, we will share in the glory. That's our second coming theology. First, he will return. Second, live ready. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have the certain hope that Jesus will one day return, and we will be joined together with him in glory. One day, we will all stand before our God, and our lives will be evaluated and rewarded accordingly. If we live daily considering this future moment, we will be motivated to pursue holiness. After Jesus returns, everyone will stand before the Lord. Paul hints at this encounter in Philippians 2:9 through 11. It reads, "Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." One day, every knee will bow before Jesus because he is the name that is above every name. Therefore, simply by the power of his name, we will all bow on our knees. Every believer will then stand before the judgment seat of Christ. At this judgment, Christians will be rewarded based on the life that they lived for Jesus. We will not have to pay for our sins at this judgment because Jesus already paid for them at the cross. However, our lives will be evaluated, and our failures will detract from our eternal rewards. Paul warned us all of this day in 1 Corinthians 3:12 through 15, which reads, "Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire." John's statement in today's scripture correlates with Paul's belief on Judgment Day for the believer. One day we will all bow before Jesus, who is perfectly pure. When that day comes, each one of us will rejoice for every time we did not give in to temptation. One day it will matter how we approach holiness in our lives. You cannot truly hope for that day without realizing what will happen when that day comes. In the light of these facts, John tells us that true hope leads to pure lives. Today's questions. 1 John 1 taught us that God cleanses us from all unrighteousness when we confess our sins. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Today's scripture says that a person is also to purify himself or herself as Christ is pure. In what ways can you purify yourself? After studying John's words in his first letter up to this point, how would you answer the following question? What is the goal of pursuing a pure life? How does your hope connect to the pursuit of purity in your life? Thanks for joining us. Have a blessed day.